And the time now, it's 8:31 from FM 95.7 KQWC. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner. Well, this coming Saturday is kind of the official start, in a way, for Webster City's observance of the Christmas season with Christmas in the City. I see sponsored by Carl Chevrolet, Webster City, the City of Webster City, and by Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. Anna Woodward from the Webster City Chamber joins me this morning. And Anna, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me out this
Absolutely.
Morning.
So we got a big doings coming up this Saturday for the big Christmas in the City. This has been going on now for what, 2 years now there, Anna? Or
yeah, I think it's been a holiday tradition for the Webster City area. I know I'm on my second year, so I'm looking forward to a few new activities and some more traditional Christmas in the City events this year as well.
And this has been in the planning stages for about the last several months, I believe, to get all these many activities coming to Webster City for December 2nd.
Yes, we start planning Christmas in the City when it's still summertime out. Mm-hmm. Our parade registration opened up, I think, in July this year, which we are still accepting entries through the week as well. So,
how many entries so far?
We are above last year, so we are almost at 20 entries for our Christmas in the City parade. Mm-hmm. We would like to see that increase by at least a few come Saturday. We appreciate the registration. New this year, we will have Tony Nelson of Wildcat Distilling Co. emceeing the event, who will be narrating the floats and a little bit of the company background for each of our participants. But we will welcome walk-ins as well.
And hopefully the snow and rain can stay away from the forecast at that time for the parade, which begins, I see her, at 5:30, sponsored by Carl Chevrolet. They're saying maybe some rain and snow, but hopefully they'll stay away, Anna, before all this begins, before the parade.
Yes, we definitely are hoping for some fair weather come Saturday evening. Immediately following the parade, we do the lighting of the tree, and that'll be in Avalia Bank Plaza immediately following the Christmas in the City parade. New this year, we'll actually welcome carolers from our Webster City Community School District, who will be caroling in Avalia Bank Plaza following the lighting of the tree.
And that should be about, what, 6 o'clock or thereabouts, a little after 6 o'clock for the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Yes, we'd be able to start the lighting of the Christmas tree shortly before 6.
Cool. Well, let's talk about all these many activities, Anna. What's happening this Saturday? A whole long list of activities I see here this Saturday.
Yes, we are very excited about our Christmas in the City lineup. The great thing about Christmas in the City is there's so many different things to do that I think it definitely can tap into a variety of audiences. We recently started our Stack Your Day Any Way You'd Like campaign on our Facebook social media channels just to give our area residents some ideas of the different activities that they can do in combination. It includes, you know, a family morning out where you can hit breakfast with Santa, do the Christmas cookie decorating at Kendall Young Library, and then stop and see the holiday activities at Wilson Brewer Park. Or if you'd prefer, you can enjoy a couple's outing and go check out the RV show at Good Life RV, warm up with savings, and then join a guided tasting over at Wildcat Distilling Co. And then finally, stop by the Webster Theater and see a free retro movie sponsored by Carl of Webster City. We'll actually be playing a different type of holiday movie this year, Pat. We will have a retro 80s movie set during the holiday season. I know some of you are some Gremlin fans out there, and it'll be on the big screen on Saturday.
Wonderful. That's a movie that came out about 36, 37 years ago. When that came out for Gremlins. But there's some other activities, too. I'm looking at right here that John Laird from Hamilton County Conservation putting on the Candy Cane Hike that Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1. That's taking place at the Briggswoods Park, also co-sponsored by the Church of Christ in Webster City.
Yes, that is turning into an annual tradition with Hamilton County Conservation and the Webster City Church of Christ. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn more about the history of the candy cane, and John Laird will also be sharing information on animal behaviors in the wintertime, too.
On I'll talk with John coming up in January about all the many, many activities associated with Hamilton County Conservation. Of course, this is the last event for the Conservation Department with their different programs for this year of 2023. But that's happening at Shelter House Number 2 for the Candy Cane Hike there at Brakeswoods Park, south of Webster City. And I see that the Legacy Learning Boone River Valley is playing a role in this Saturday, too.
Yes, they have a variety of activities lined up. This is a great art experience right here in the Webster City area. The nice thing about the classes that Legacy Learning Art Boone River provides, is that they have all the materials prepared. It's led by professional artist instruction, and then they do the cleanup as well. Any one of these classes that they have, including the ornament making, the card making, or the handprints in clay, would also make great Christmas gifts for your loved ones as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's all going to be different events. You mentioned holiday cards, also holiday handprints, and much more, all at 719 Seneca Street, where Mo Siemens has her headquarters there for Legacy Learning Boone River Valley, coming up this Saturday in Webster City. Also, we can't forget the Taste of Food coming up this weekend, too, there, Anna. You're looking at me. What is this Power Sky talking about here? We're talking about having some hot cinnamon rolls and chili.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you threw me for a loop
I'm sorry.
yes, of course. Dinner is all prepared. There's no reason to worry about that on Saturday. The American Legion will be serving hot Coke or chili and cinnamon rolls. I know that we like to think of that as a Midwest tradition. So that's a free will donation available from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a great opportunity to get a warm meal before or after the lighted parade. So please come down and support our local American Legion.
Mm-hmm. And we have the live nativity taking place after the parade. That'll be held at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Webster City. So, again, that's coming up from 6:30 until late, with members of the church participating in that.
Yes, it's a really a great way to see the Christmas story come alive. There'll be real-life actors out there depicting a live nativity scene and the story of Christmas. We will also have the Webster City Community Chorus Concert at Trinity Lutheran Church shortly after the live nativity at 7:30 p.m.
And the Seneca Light Show, that's located at 1403 Seneca in Webster City. So that, I think, is the house. They have a special FM frequency to play Christmas music thereabouts, too.
Yeah, it's a great attraction here in the Webster City area. They had a really thrilling Halloween light show. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing is their Christmas holiday light show will be all ready by Friday, December 1st. So you have a chance to get a sneak peek of that. And that should be playing from 6 to 9 p.m. nightly.
All right. So again, that's actually the Seneca Light Show. That'll be from 7 o'clock Saturday night till, you say, about 9 o'clock thereabouts, when they shut the lights off there at 1403 Seneca.
Yep, 6 to 9 p.m. nightly. Mm-hmm.
And that concert with the community chorus there, Anna, that's also scheduled for Sunday afternoon, I believe, at Trinity Lutheran Church. They have a concert coming up Saturday night, 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon, I believe, 2 or 3 o'clock in that time frame.
For that yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pat. Yeah. That is correct.
You're welcome.
I also wanted to mention that we are back at Wilson Brewer Park this year for our Christmas festivities.
Mm-hmm.
The Wilson Brewer Park Committee is a great support and assistance to the Chamber and the Parks Department for the Christmas in the City event. So all buildings will be open for tours, with the exception of the Hamilton County Courthouse, which is currently experiencing renovations. Hot cocoa and cookies will be provided by Iowa Central Community College. And there will be arts and games sponsored by Hamilton County Development, and Hamilton County Public Health will be out there working with the kiddos.
Wonderful. That's coming up this Saturday there at Wilson Brewer Park for all the events happening. That's from 11 until 4 o'clock there at Wilson Brewer Park for the Christmas fun.
Yes.
That day on Saturday.
The park will be open from 11 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and Santa will be there from noon to 2 for Snapshots with Santa. And that's sponsored by Platinum Connect.
All right, Platinum Connect sponsoring that. But again, we've covered basically about all the events I see here there. Anna, we have, if they want to see the complete schedule, they can go to our KKWC website or Facebook page that has the listing of all these events happening. Starts at 8 in the morning, runs until about 7:30, 8, 9 o'clock Saturday night for Christmas in the city, in Webster City. But there's more than that, Anna. We have some special events going on throughout the month of December, I see here.
Yes, that's right. I would also highlight that one of those special events, it will be on Friday, December 1st. Our community is able to get a sneak peek on some of our Christmas in the City events and activities. The Jane Young House will once again be hosting the Festival of Trees, where they will have over 20 decorated trees and ornament displays at the historic home of Jane and Kendall Young. And they will have that preview night on Friday, December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30, and then also be open from 10 a.m. to 3 on Saturday, December 2nd for Christmas in the City. This is a free will donation. There's no admission charge for a Christmas and holiday events.
All right. And also we have the Ugly Sweater Shopping Day coming up on December 16th in Webster City.
Yes, that is a product of our retail committee. They've really tried to help inspire kind of the holiday charm throughout the entire holiday season. We're really excited about some of the different events. We just came off of Small Business Saturday. We've been working with the local retailers to really help keep the spirit alive downtown and throughout the community. Kevin Rubosch of Interior Spaces has done a great job maintaining the pots, and they look very festive. And we did get some wreaths from Knob Hill Farm that are hanging up in Avalia Bank Plaza. You may also notice our large Shop Local campaign. We have several decals along 2nd Street, and they were sponsored by our local retailers that worked in partnership with other building owners to help decorate for the season.
All right. Also, I just heard yesterday that the Sunday between Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, which is today, yesterday was known as Secondhand Sunday for some stores. And so those items that didn't get all that sale are brought back, called Secondhand Sunday in some of the stores. That was, I think, was just started just this year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I really like all of the different spins we're getting on our holiday kickoffs. Today is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow will also be Giving Tuesday. So we certainly encourage our local community to support our local arts and nonprofit groups.
For sure. And I don't think there's anything for Wednesday, but that's the basis right here, Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday, of course, for tomorrow. And then coming up down the road, we have December 23rd there, Anna, with the Oh Shoot Saturday, it says here.
Well, just the way the calendar works out this year, we do get some extra shopping time. So Saturday, December 23rd is really that Oh Shoot Saturday, where if you have any items still on your Christmas list, if you have any guests that you didn't account for, there's still time. So we encourage you to get out to our local Webster City area retailers. They have a great selection of gifts and stocking stuffers to help you wrap up the season.
And to wrap up the entire month, we have this New Year's Gala coming up at the Briggswoods Conference Center, which was a big success last year.
Yes, it was. We are extremely excited about our New Year's Eve gala again this year. Pat, we're excited to have you out again as our event MC.
He's coming back out there. That's good. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
I think he is. I saw that announced on my Facebook page, so I'm counting on it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
Good.
And we have some musical entertainment coming up that night there too, Anna?
Yes, I'm extremely excited about our musical act for our New Year's Eve gala. We're welcoming Dirty Champagne. They're a Des Moines-based band. They're going to be bringing a full band. So they have an electric guitar, a keyboard, a tambourine, and then also a variety of horns.
What kind of music are they used to? Is it kind of just pop, country, or what?
It's really that music that makes you want to dance.
Makes you want to dance.
There's a variety of cover songs that they play, but I would kind of describe it as classic rock and roll and a little bit of pop country.
You're working on a theme for this New Year's Eve thing, aren't you?
Well, you know, it is our largest fundraiser of the year.
Yeah, right.
So we are always looking forward to it. This year we had a People's Choice contest.
I mean.
That kicked off for a ladies' night out.
Yep.
It was a really close nail biter, actually.
Okay.
We did ask for a vote between a retro 80s, 90s theme and a classic black and white. So definitely opposite ends of the spectrum as far as themes. And it was a very close call. And the classic black and white won by 15 votes.
Wow.
We had about 500 total votes. And it was neck and neck the entire time.
Classic black and white, the theme for the big New Year's gala coming up on Sunday, December 31st. And that's from, what, 6 p.m. until 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day morning, January 1st, yep. 2024. And they buy their tickets right now. How are the ticket sales going so far for that there, Anna?
I'm really glad you asked, Pat.
I'm glad I did.
Ticket sales are off to a running start.
Good.
We are selling them at a faster pace than we did experience last year. New this year, we are offering the first 100 tickets sold a complimentary drink ticket. So,
oh, neat.
Yes, we are selling through quite quickly. So if we keep it up this pace, that's not going to last long. If you are planning on attending, please make sure that you get your group together. If you purchase a table for the night of the event, that ensures that you're able to sit with your party.
All right. And then contact the chamber office at 832-2564. Stop by the office. They're on 2nd Street, downtown Webster City, during the business hours Monday through Friday.
Yes, that is correct. We do have online ticket reservations available, but we also encourage walk-in and phone purchases as well. So please feel free to contact the office if you would like to reserve your seat.
Very good. So that's coming up on December 31st. And then we got some exciting things going up. And can we talk about anything in 2024? Of course, naturally, I guess the Thursdays will mean the return of the market night downtown this summer.
Yes, we're very excited about Webster City Market Nights returning.
Mm-hmm.
That will again be presented by American Sanitation, who is also our New Year's Eve gala presenting sponsor as well. We really appreciate their support and work closely with them. New this year for Market Nights, which I think this is a very big development, is we will be partnering with the Hamilton County Speedway, and they will be running Thursday night thunder races immediately following Webster City Market Nights.
We have races on Thursday nights at the Speedway starting this summer instead of Saturdays?
They will be having the Saturday races in April and May.
Okay.
And then once Market Nights start, we're going to be doing some Thursday night thunders with them. This will give us the opportunity to really capture some out-of-town travelers that may also want to enjoy Webster City Market Nights as well.
Okay, so again, racing will be in the summertime. From what you're telling me here, Anna, it'll be on a Thursday night too, following the Market Nights downtown Webster City. But that's because they usually do it once a week on Saturday nights. So they're moving it up to Thursday nights coming up this summer.
Saturday night races haven't gone away completely,
okay.
So they will
okay.
be offered
that.
In April and May on Saturday nights,
uh-huh.
And then there are June, July, and August dates that will be on Thursday as part of the Thursday night
okay.
thunder.
All right, so that's kind of a interesting thing. So April and May, of course, April, you never know what's going to happen in April there, Anna, weather, because we could have snow, rain, whatever in May, but it looks as though it'll be coming up to Thursday nights there in June, July and August for market night and race night here in Webster City, the way it looks. So,
yes, we started working closer with Hamilton County Speedway last year.
Mm-hmm.
They did have the beer tent down at Webster City Market Nights.
Yeah.
And then they also offered race driver meet and greets.
Neat.
So we're excited to expand on this partnership and really collaborate to have events that can help both of us.
One thing that amazes me there, Anna, is that we're seeing downtown come to life. Case in point, a very familiar restaurant is opening its doors as of this week, I believe, 2nd Street Emporium.
We are absolutely thrilled to welcome the owners of 2nd Street Emporium. We're excited to hear that they're going to be bringing back some of Webster City's locals' favorite dishes mm-hmm. and recipes. And to learn early on that they were going to be open in time with Christmas in the City
yeah.
was extremely exciting news for our office, and we were very happy to see that announced publicly last week.
Very good. So 2nd Street Emporium is back in business as of this week, and any other big news we can talk about this morning or is still kind of under wraps right now for businesses in Webster City?
Well, I would like to mention that we do have two ribbon cuttings scheduled for this week.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, November 30th, we are going to celebrate the expansion at People's Credit Union at noon. There will be refreshments and tours offered.
Neat.
And then following that at 1 p.m., we will be hosting a ribbon cutting with All Cultures Equal along 2nd Street on the 600 block.
So that's going to be a big move for them because they were our neighbors here for a number of years, Arana, for Ace, but now they're in downtown Webster City. So there'll be ribbon cutting there in the 600 block of 2nd Street coming up Thursday at 1 p.m.
Yes, that is correct. So a lot of celebration going on right now. I think you're right, Pat. We're excited to see downtown 2nd Street come alive.
Yes.
We're really excited to see it timed with the holiday season as well.
Very good. So again, if you want information about Christmas in the City coming up this Saturday, you can go to our KKWC Facebook page and see the complete listing of all the events coming up, starting at 8 in the morning with the Ugly Sweater Boot Camp, and then wrapping up with the Christmas concert there at Trinity Lutheran Church in Webster City, beginning at 7:30. Seneca Light Show that starts at 7, runs until about 9 o'clock, so that'll be a start to the Christmas season in Webster City. Of course, Shop Local is the theme of what's happening in Webster City, too, this holiday season.
Yes. We invite you to come down and support our local Webster City area retailers.
Indeed, Anna. So, again, that's coming up this Saturday. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Anna?
Just wanted to thank everyone for all of their support. Mm-hmm. Our Christmas in the City is a combination of 40 different city departments, nonprofits, and local businesses that come together to put the lineup of events on for the day, and we just want to thank everyone that's a part of that and who has been working with us to deliver our Christmas in the City holiday celebration.
Absolutely. Ed Woodard, my guest from the Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me out this morning, Pat.
Absolutely. 7 minutes before 9 o'clock, temperature stands at 15 degrees at KQWC.
For the ones who get it done.